This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, May 28th. God's word for you today is First Focus. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. And it says, pray like this: may your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. How do you know what you're seeking first? Look at how you spend your money and your time. That is how you know what you're seeking first. In other words, how you spend your time and your money tells you the priority of your life. What does that mean in practical terms? Go through your calendar and go through your bank activities, and you will see what is king in your life. It will be evident. Luke chapter 9, verse 62 says, anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him is not fit for the kingdom of God. God has a plan for your life. Are you going to focus on your own plans, or are you going to focus on God's plans? You have the responsibility not to let yourself be distracted. If you're distracted, it is your fault, not the fault of the distractions. My pastor, Pastor Escom Fon, of blessed memory, used to say, there is a work and there is the work. It used to boggle my mind whenever he said it, and it will make me cry to God, Lord, please let my life be preoccupied with the work so that I'm not doing a work. Many people are just doing a work for God. You can be a worker in church, and what you're doing is a work for God. But you can be a worker and be doing the work. It is the work that gets rewarded. It is the work that gets empowered. It is the work that provokes the blessings. When you're doing a work, you get tired, lethargic, and constantly checking the time. But when you're doing the work, you are energized, having fun. It is your life. You do not even know when time runs out. Are you doing a work or are you doing the work? Guess what? The enemy does not mind us doing a work, but he does not want us doing the work. The enemy will do everything to distract you from doing the work, but he will fail in the name of Jesus because you will finish strong. Rick Warren says, people are going to dismiss you when you are small, criticize you when you grow, and resent you when you succeed. In every situation, live for an audience of one. People who are small think people will accept them when they grow. Instead, they get dismissed. They think, surely, when I grow, they will appreciate me, but they get criticized. They think that when I succeed, people will finally accept me, but they will resent you. The truth is, there is nothing you can do to please people, so eradicate distractions. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to prioritize your kingdom and your will to live for the audience of you alone and to eradicate distractions in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.